There are pretenders among us, people who have mastered the ability to hide their pain, failures, struggles, and inadequacies in life. People who have the ability to mask their imperfections through material wealth and careers. In the last 20 years, social media has exploded and incubated these pretenders to grow in number and attitude. But one day in 2016, one of these pretenders broke away. This is his story. Hi, and welcome to the show. My name is Jay, and this is the Pretender Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to listen to the latest episode of the Pretender Podcast on the AfriPods network right here in Africa. You can also listen to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast network of your choice. If you're listening to me for the first time, I'm a regular guy podcasting from Southern Africa and sharing my real life experiences with regular people. My life is not perfect and neither is yours. I'm a believer and a Christian, and that's what keeps me afloat. It doesn't shield me or give me any immunity from the challenges of this life, but I have the greatest treasure in life, and that is hope in Christ. When all else fails, that alone is my solid ground to persevere through this life. What is your hope based on? Check out more of my other podcasts and see what I've been through along with some of my guests, and hopefully you can hear why you shouldn't give up in your life too. So this month I celebrated my 35th birthday, something that really sparked a certain perspective in me. And that's the perspective of being reflective in a way that I've not always been. And I took time to look back at my life and how quickly I have left those beautiful days of being a 20-something. That unassuming attitude, the ever curiously optimistic times of a young career in blossom, and of course the excitement of meeting new people, traveling and learning. I really loved my 20s. They were one of the more fulfilling times for me than more actually than my teen years, when I battled various things I never understood about life, like my body, relationships, my faith, questions about the future and all those things, you know. I didn't have that much trouble with that in my early 20s as I struggled with those in my teen years. My early 20s were filled with some level of endless possibilities and questions. I loved my naivety as a 23-year-old, beaming to trust everyone I met along the way. And I relish my newfound financial freedom in a new job. You know, I look back at my brash demeanor, confidently facing every challenge I faced early on with the approach that my youth could conquer everything, you know. My mid-20s were more focused on building a future, whether it was to add a degree to my education, to prepare for marriage. My mid-20s took on a life of preparing for responsibility with some sort of realization that life wasn't always going to be about traveling, gadgets, and fun. Yeah, I was into gadgets. I was changing every sort of tech gadget to just try it out and, you know, that sort of thing. Now, it was a time when I started to see that I wanted a home, a family, a wife, but I still also wanted more out of myself, sort of in a greater role at work, a higher education, adding more certifications and achievements. It was a busy time, and I would still say one without much regret. You see, once the desire for more began, I saw a lot of change in my life. Change that I actually wanted. I wanted a new job, to live in a new city, and all that came with it. But the mid-20s also brought uncertainty of a kind that now I actually started to understand that I didn't actually control much. I reflect back on this phase of my life because looking back, I can see the progression of how life actually crept up on me to bring me what I now see in my life as growth. Not in gray hairs only, because I have quite a lot now, but much deeper growth as a person. And most of this, I saw a lot of it like late in my 20s and into my 30s, when life brought all sorts of whirlwinds, tragedy, loss of friends, and all the things I've experienced in my 30s. I realized one beautiful theme throughout my 30s, and that is, I don't really want more. What I want is time. I don't want more things anymore like I wanted them early in my 20s. I want more time to enjoy the life that I've been blessed with. I want more time with my children. I want more time with my family. I want more time with the few friends that I have left. I want more time to experience the smell of the soil that I love so much. I don't want to travel more. I want to stay at home. Ideally, in a farming setup, as I love to. I want more time to talk to my brother, who I adore. I want more time to talk to my father. I want more time alone too. You see, on the day of my birthday, I look back deeply at all the time I've been blessed with thus far. It is short at 35, but I had a different sense of appreciation for it. You see, the joy I get from my little children cannot be compared to the joy I got in my 20s, say, playing video games all weekend with my friends and sleeping late, the next day I would be at work. You see, spending time with my children is something that I would want to spend the rest of my time doing. Playing with these little ones. And, you know, the desire for more time isn't really regret or dissatisfaction at all. It's far from it. It's actually a sign of growth within me, that deep understanding that nothing lasts forever. That in fact, my children will not always be little, and so I gotta enjoy the time that I have with them. That I will not always have the health, the opportunities that I have had thus far and have now. That my parents, my brother or friends will not always be there. The fact that perhaps even tomorrow my time would end. This, my dear friends, is called wisdom. And I'm starting to have a lot of it. I smile at the fact that I'm not threatened by this uncertainty or the fact that all this would end any moment. I'm not even worried about it. What I've done is I've embraced it, and I'm so overwhelmingly happy to use that as a reason to enjoy these present blessings in my life. You see, in my 20s, it was called uncertainty, the unknown. But now in my 30s, it is certainty. The certainty that nothing stays the same, the fact that it will change, it will end, and I'm okay with it. As if I needed any reminder of the fragility of this life, something happened on the weekend of my birthday. A day following my birthday, on a very normal Sunday, we went to church as we go with my family. We returned, as always, to a lunch, and that afternoon was a Formula One event on TV, so we thought we would spend the afternoon doing that with my son, because he loves that sort of thing as well. My wife too. Unexpectedly, we had the scariest medical scare with our son, and that late afternoon, and we spent that night at the hospital. And as I waited in the parking lot with my daughter, while our son received treatment, and later that night when we made sure to have him sleep in our bed as a precaution, my mind wandered back to the only thing that mattered. That is, I needed more time with him. That while I understood the uncertainty that life brings, and indeed I have enjoyed my time thus far with him, I still needed more time. For the rest of that week, it was for me a confounding thought that during such moments when our very precious lives are in the balance, or those that we love most, nothing else matters. Not my food, not my house, my work, my car, the president, whoever that is, the wind, the cold, nothing matters. I only thought of only that which I could not buy. The moments, the joys that life naturally offers me with my children and the lives of our loved ones. Everything else has no value. We could trade it in a flash. I actually even forgot about my birthday. All I thought of was the moments of life that mattered. And thankfully, I'm fortunate to see him recovered today. So this, since the dawn of my birthday, has been imprinted on me to constantly take from that episode of our son's giving us that medical scare, really scary one. I can't go into the details right now. It really imprinted on me to constantly realize I have everything I need. There's a lot I could do with a bit more money, or achievements, or tools and gadgets, but I have all I need. It's a fact. So today, all I want to do is say I'm grateful. Extremely grateful to God for the gifts that He has bestowed on me. I'm grateful that I'm alive, healthy, that I have a spouse who adores me, kids that constantly fill my heart with joy, and there's always room enough to add love for them that I could not explain. I'm grateful for my brother Ralph, my friends that I could count on one finger, for my imperfectly perfect parents. I'm grateful for the soil, the rain, and the chickens in my backyard. I'm grateful for the dogs that constantly test my resolve and the trees in my garden. I'm grateful for my life as a baby, which I have no memory of, when I was a toddler. My life as a preschooler, primary scholar, and a teenager. I'm grateful for my fun life in college and as a 20-year-old. And I'm also grateful for my life in my 30s. I've certainly looked back on all these years and find so much amazing blessings, even though and through the pain, the mistakes and the lessons. I'm grateful for all the people I met. Yo, Pete, shout out to you. Some people that I lost, and even those I adore. I'm grateful for the very many places I've traveled, the languages I've heard, and some I've spoken, and the food I've eaten. The thing about my life as I get older is that I'm wiser. Not the wisest, but that is something I embrace. That while I still have the big dreams, maybe they're even bigger now, I have peace that God has given me the things that I never even dreamed of having. And that's all I need. Everything else just adds and adds and adds to the beauty of life. Even when I lose something, a friend, money, or whatever, something more is added to my life. And yes, that's quite a paradox. I'm also grateful for this podcast. that it is a symbol of my growth as a person, a gift that I can share my life and touch another from hearing my voice, that I too can heal by healing. I'm grateful for everything. Words are the hardest things that you can ever take back in life. You can never take them back. Once they're said, you can't unsay them. So if ever I have a chance to say something I never want to take back or unsay, it is this, that I'm grateful. That I'm grateful for all in my life, and I pray that you too can be as reflective and grateful as I am. If you didn't realize it, this has been the 20th episode of the Pretender Podcast. Maybe, well, 19th in actual sense, but no matter. And we've come to a wrap for season one. And I want to say that, you see, when I started out in October last year, I didn't think I would enjoy this as much as I have, and I am. And also, I'm grateful to all of you who have continued to check back every 2 weeks for a new pod. And thankfully, I've been faithful enough, consistent enough to give you something every Friday in a fortnight. And I thank you for downloading and listening to me. We started out on a little known host in Africa, a podcast host called AfriPods. And now we are everywhere on very many different platforms. I mean, we've been downloaded across the continent from Niger, Sudan, Nigeria, Uganda, South Africa, Malawi, Kenya, Tanzania, Liberia, Ghana, Namibia, and across the world, you know, in Europe, Germany, Spain, Brussels, wherever, in America, which is my highest download continent and country. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Shout out to you. We've been downloaded in Asia and Australia. Are you kidding me? This has been a wonderful journey, and we're just getting started, you know. So season two is on the cards and in transit, and I promise you it will be fire. It will be featuring some of the deepest stories that you can associate with me, and that will inspire you too. So I ask you to hold on tight, and in the meantime, I'll keep posting new pods or nuggets from all of season one on the usual schedule of our podcast post. So check that out every fortnight for a new nugget from all of our podcasts in this season that we are ending, as we are recording most of season two. Appreciate it. So that does it for this episode of the Pretender Podcast. Please continue to send in your feedback on the contact provided in the episode notes. Please remember to rate and review my show. And if you don't want to miss an episode, bookmark it on iTunes or follow my show on AfriPods, Amazon Music, Stitcher, Google, or wherever you're getting your podcast from. And you will get notifications every time I post an episode. Thanks for listening. This has been the Pretender Podcast. I'm out.